It's the Brett Chappell Show with Visca head coach Brett Chappell and voice of the Bears, Chad Upton. Brought to you this morning by Canton Insurance Services, Visca Barbershop, Hometown Hardware, Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning, the Board of Trade, Smathers and Smathers, Mountain Credit Union, and by Henson Electrical Services.
Live from Riverview Farm and Garden here in Canton, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head football coach at Pisgah, Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton. Pisgah opened up the 2023 season for the first time in a long time last night at home, found a way to get a win. And guys, I can't tell you how good it feels to wake up this morning after, you know, getting through everything that we had to get through the last week. Certainly, Coach, I know that you have to be excited about, again, same kind of thing, getting through the week, all the things that were going on around the stadium, essentially reopening after so many games that we've missed over the last 2 years, and to get a good win against a quality opponent in Brevard, a rival, it's got to feel good this morning waking up and knowing that you and the guys were able to accomplish that last night.
A really good win for the kids. You know, and the community as well. I mean, it was one of those things where we were just happy to finally get to kick off at 7:30. You know, you were worried a little bit up until then because you just had so many things that had kept you, you know, away from being here in this place, you know, down at the stadium. And it was just nice to be able to finally get that kickoff happening at 7:30, and lights came on and scoreboard was working at least for a little while. Yeah. And had a few glitches with it, but man, what a crowd. You know, I think I had mentioned it, you know, mentioned it to our kids when the game was over with. I don't think I've seen a crowd, at least for my 10 years, I haven't seen a crowd other than the Tuscola game to be that big, which was a really, really impressive. Just really proud of our community, you know, for rallying behind our kids, coming out and supporting them. And it showed last night, great venue. I mean, the place looked outstanding last night. A lot of work went into getting the stadium to where it was at. You know, Coach Morgan has done a really good job with all of the people that she's got going to try to help her get things done, administration. You know, we had the contractor still in here all week, you know, trying to finish up some of the smaller detail stuff. And we're still working. You know, there's still some stuff that's going on right now. But it was really nice to get in there. And, of course, you know, to play such a quality opponent right out of the gates with Brevard. You know, we knew what was sitting there. The game was so close last year, with the JV game being close last year as well. We just, it was inevitable that it was going to be a, you know, a close game last night also. And, you know, it proved to, that proved to be true. I mean, it was a really good game, physical game. One of those games that we really had to coach all the way through. And, you know, the kids, you know, the thing that I would say about the kids and how they played last night, they showed really good character. You know, we had a lot of opportunities that, you know, some we created and some just happened, but I felt like our kids took advantage of those. You know, we didn't come away necessarily with touchdowns sometimes when we wanted to, but, you know, we put a lot of emphasis on our kids. You know, once we get inside the 20, and speaking on the offensive side, we want points. And, you know, last night we were able to do that each time we got inside the 20. You know, when we get inside the 10, we want touchdowns if we can get there. And I just think that it was just a very well-rounded game. I thought that special teams, especially with Walker Fox and, you know, the three long field goals early in the game, you know, kind of really set the tone for us. And it was good to see that defense flying around again.
Yeah. So we'll go back up to the beginning. I want to go back to the week and just talk a little bit about yesterday. You and I, you know, get a chance to talk a few times during the week. One of the things you mentioned to me was, you know, just being used to or having to deal with the fact that for the last 2 years we've had to, you know, load up, get on the bus before we do anything else and head to the stadium, wherever that stadium is that night. But not having that element there and being able to make the bridge walk happen, all of those things were certainly, you know, new for a lot of people just because we hadn't done them in so long. But I think it adds another element, as we've talked about. It adds another element in terms of the expectation and managing, you know, some of that around the community and within the kids. And not back in school yet, again, means that you got to do things a little bit differently. You know, how difficult was it, or was it difficult at all to manage all those things just to get to 7:30 last night?
You know, you had a lot of boxes that you had to check. Thankfully for us, you know, one of the boxes we didn't have to check was load the bus and go somewhere else. Yeah. It had been so long since we've been able to just walk down to the stadium, you know. Didn't really probably realize it as much until, you know, when we left to go to pregame at 3:30 and had our pregame meal at Calvary Baptist, and the ladies there and Bill Gardner just did an outstanding job with a meal, one of our better meals. Cool. Just did a really good job. And to be able to come back to the school, to the field house, and be able to sit down and relax, yeah, you know, for about 45 minutes. Generally, we're in a rush. We're trying to get out of the pregame meal as quick as we can to get back, to get loaded on a bus, to go somewhere else. So to be able to sit down and relax just a little bit, kind of gather ourselves, make sure we got everything ready to go, and then, you know, get the boys down on the sidewalk and the steps and ready to go and do the bridge walk. You know, again, that was little things that you kind of take for granted, you know, and you forget about them. It's been 2 years,
yeah,
since we've been able to do that. So, again, just really excited about everything that took place yesterday as far as the game goes and how our kids played, and obviously in the result as well.
Go back to this week. Talk about what you wanted to emphasize this week going into this Brevard game. We thought, and we saw some pretty good front sevens last week. We thought last night their front seven moved around pretty well, really kind of made it difficult for us to run the football, at least it felt that way in the first half. What were you looking at in terms of what you wanted to try to put in and take advantage of against this team that you know, is always going to be solid and is always going to play as well, particularly over here?
You know, the one of the things, and we kind of go back to last year, I felt like when we finished the game last year, they were more physical than us.
Huh.
I think that was one of the things that I kind of took away from that game, and we really emphasized that this week is making sure we were the more physical team. And I think at the end of the night, I think you could say that. I think at, yeah, the end of the night, I think for a lot of different reasons. But, you know, I think that our guys in the trenches, you know, were able to get the job done. I think we probably saw a little bit more success, I would say, with those front guys on the defensive side to start with. Yeah. I think they did a really good job. We gave up a couple of, you know, big plays, but nothing that just killed you. You know, making them have to drive sometimes on a short field, you know, was hard for them. And I think our defense did a really good job. And offensively, we kept working, trying to find some different things that we thought might help us. Had a couple of little wrinkles that we showed early in the game that we hadn't shown in film. And that helped us move the ball a little bit. And of course, able to finish there to end. That was really important for us. To be able to come back and, you know, the touchdown that we got there at the end, and how we got it, you know, especially for our kids there, because they have a really good front.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to tell on film, especially when they're in scrimmage jerseys, because their numbers are so small, because they had their practice jerseys on, mm-hmm, and the films that we got, and really couldn't get a good feel for them. But, man, you walk out there on the field and just a really good-looking, solid team. Across the front, we knew the backers were good. They just filled the box so well and had a lot of length out wide, mm, you know, at defensive backs, corners, and safeties. Mm. We really didn't find a place that we felt like we had a mismatch, you know, that we could really, really take advantage of. Yeah. So we had to be really good about getting in certain sets and moving some people around and trying to open some spaces for ourselves.
Big plays last night were a big part of it. Had a couple of big plays offensively. You know, go back to the touchdown. The first one I want to talk about, not the first touchdown, but the first one in my mind anyway. Go back and tell me about that particular play. You know, able to find the tight end and down over the middle. They cheated up a little bit over on the side. What had you seen that allowed that play to unfold and happen?
You know, it was something that we ran the play earlier in the game, and we kind of missed on a touchdown. We had him open early.
Jake Henson.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Aaron was able to make the completion. We come back across the middle to Sawyer, and, you know, it was a good completion, but we felt like we missed a shot there. Aaron had some, you know, a linebacker in his face too, and had to make a really quick read, but, you know, got positive yards out of it, but we kind of stuck that back in our pocket and just said, you know, this may be something that we need to come back to. you know, when we got in that situation before we called it, just wasn't sure because it was on the shorter side of the field and it was to their sideline. And we had just run a play that was kind of similar to that in being able to pull them, you know, safeties up and, you know, just took a chance and felt like we might be able to get him, slip him out. And, you know, went back and watched it on film last night. And, you know, we had a couple of receivers that were out in the route and, you know, just thankful that Jake was able to catch it and almost got down there and got to score.
Yeah, and that was on a 3rd and 14, too.
Long play. You know, we had run some things earlier in the game, too. We'd run a couple of screens, and we knew they would be playing screens really well because we had hit them in the scrimmages. And, you know, I knew they would be coached up. Was no doubt about that. And so we knew we were just going to have to, you know, get in the right formation sometimes. And like I said earlier, move some people around to help our kids out. And I just felt like we just kept, you know, just kept plugging along, trying to find different things. And we finally found a couple of sets late that helped us. And, you know, we were able to kind of put it away.
Back with more in a moment. This is the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
So, big plays.
Thank you for calling. Your estimated wait time is 45 minutes.
Are you tired of being just another number for these big insurance companies? Then reach out to Canton Insurance, a locally owned insurance company that will give you peace of mind for all your insurance needs. Why have strangers handle what's most important to you when you can have people from your own community looking out for you? At Canton Insurance, your family. Stop in at 97 Pisgah Drive in Canton or call 648-6550. Traditions abound in Haywood County. One local tradition that started in 1965 is your hometown Pisgah Barbershop, offering men's and boys' haircuts and straight razor shaves. Barber Ken Warren will keep you looking your best. Walk-ins and appointments are available. Pisgah Barbershop, 761 Champion Drive in Canton, a local tradition for 57 years. You won't be disappointed. You'll look good.
Looking for top-notch roofing and restoration services? Look no further than Pisgah Roofing and Restoration. They're your local experts in quality craftsmanship and competitive pricing. From re-roofs to roof repairs, siding, windows, solar energy, and guttering systems, we do it all with a passion for perfection. Serving Western North Carolina, Pisgah Roofing and Restorations is your trusted local partner. Contact us at 424-7112 for your roofing and restoration needs. Building strong roofs, building stronger communities. Pisgah Roofing and Restoration.
Coach, while we're there, I'm just going to go back to this while we're thinking about it because it was a play that that stood out in our mind last night, and we thought we might know what might have happened. It was a play in the first half of our driving. It was what looked to be a backwards pass that was picked up. We returned it probably 20, 30 yards downfield, did a really good job of dealing with that. But we were concerned perhaps that it would not stand. There was a flag on that play as well. And ultimately, we were unable to take over possession right there. Talk about that and what you saw and what you heard in terms of the decision from the officials.
You know, we had a penalty on the play, the first thing, but once the pass came out to that side, and it was on our sideline, so we got a really, really good view of it. You had an inadvertent whistle. So we were, you know, hollering at Landon was the one that picked it up. Yeah. We were hollering at Landon, you know, to scoop it up and run with it just in case, you know, and got, I don't know, 15, 20 yards out of it. Kind of got them back out of the hole a little bit. And, you know, they had to come in conference a little bit talking about the officials. There was an inadvertent whistle. So they replayed the down, but there was no doubt that it was, it was kind of a situation where we thought we had got the momentum, and I think that we could have maybe done something with it. At least I know we got the drive stopped, but, again, it was just one of those things where sometimes you have, you know, those things happen. I think our defense did a good job of not kind of hanging their head and like, oh, man, we had an opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, now we got to go right back out here, but you know, sometimes those happen like that. I don't know what else to say about it other than, I mean, that was the explanation we got, and we knew it. I mean, you know, when before Landon picked it up, we had already heard the whistle.
Okay.
you know, we were just hollering at him to pick it up anyways, sure. just in case. Sure. And, you know, one of those deals that they got a break on that one and we didn't.
One of the things I saw, and I think I've, you know, and going back and thinking about previous seasons as well, it felt like we were really, really tough, you know, inside the 25-yard line. Is that a, you know, is that a product of the way we play defense, or are we turning it up a notch, formations? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you squeeze the field, obviously, sure. the closer you get to the end zone. And if you've had some success defensively stopping the run, you know, and maybe you've, it's been a little bit more difficult stopping the pass, you're squeezing down that area that they can throw. Uh-huh. So now you got to rely a little bit more on the run, you know, when you're talking offensively. So that kind of works in our favor a little bit. You're almost better if you're an offense, and I'm not saying they are by any means, and that's all they're good at, because they got a good rushing game as sure. well. But when you're in that situation like that, you kind of limit yourself. You almost want to score from about 30 or 40 yards out if you can.
Yeah.
But we didn't see that, you know, that many big plays, you know, like that. I think our defense did a good job kind of keeping everybody in check, keeping everybody in front of them. We made some really good open field tackles yeah. last night.
Yeah.
One that comes to mind for me was they had caught a really nice reverse going back towards their sideline. They had some good numbers. They put one of their guys, you know, one-on-one with one of our sophomores that we've got up, and right. Matthew Mahaffey, and he made a phenomenal open field tackle to keep a first down from happening.
Right.
But, I mean, that's a situation where you're asking an awful lot from a younger kid, but that's one of the things that Matthew does really well. I mean, he is a really good tackler, and I can tell you, because, you know, I relate it to my son Bryson as well. That's a wrestling background right there, no doubt about it. All his brothers were great tacklers, and certainly he's fallen right in line with that as well. But that was a huge play, because that could have really shifted some momentum if he could have got around him, because they had the other block outside and a lot of room to go. Just a really big play, you know, for us defensively right there.
And going back and staying in the secondary, tremendous play, I thought, in the secondary. I thought, you know, obviously, the Jake Lowry pick was such an important thing. Got a batted ball that was, you know, knocked up in the air, and Sawyer Ballou had you cover a lot of ground to get from where he was to the football to make the interception. Again, the turnover margin was certainly in our favor last night, but felt like we created a lot of those turnovers, and again, thought we played really, really well in the secondary.
You know, Jake's pick six swung the momentum, you know, without a doubt. I think, well, I can tell you for sure, he got us so excited on the sideline. I'm you know, finally turning back around after, you know, he gets in, and checking the scoreboard and trying to figure out, do we need to go for one? Do we need to go for
right.
two? And everybody was just so caught up in that moment and excited. I mean, obviously, we didn't expect to score that quick. We didn't
sure.
even have the ball.
Sure.
But, you know, thankfully, you know, we had enough peace of mind to call a timeout and kind of gather ourselves. But, yeah, without a doubt, Jake's pick six, you know, swung the momentum for the game. Got down there and realized, you know, 2-point conversion made it back to a 2-score
right.
game. Braden had a phenomenal run down there, had to make one miss
right.
and then had to run through the other one.
Yeah.
And, you know, that you started feeling it just a little bit, you know. Jake had kind of energized us, and, you know, we took advantage of that down there on that 2-point conversion as well, and you kind of felt it shift. You know, Sawyer had a great pick, you know, coming up off of deep coverage on that batted ball. Titus Bridges, you know, caused a fumble. Carter Browning recovered it. Just a really good job there. You talked about the turnover margin. You know, I thought we were really good, obviously, in those situations defensively. And it just reminds you of some of the defenses that we've had. And, you know, we're just in game one. But, you know, you look for things like that. And just really good to see, you know, from the defensive side. Offensive side, I mentioned Braden's 2-point conversion. Aaron did a really good job managing the game last night. He had 130 yards passing. Caden Davis's big catch to start the game.
Absolutely.
Was huge. You know, Jake Henson's first down, we already talked about that. It was just a critical moment in the game as well, and it was another one of those where that swung momentum. You know, we had that big play, and it energized us, and we were able to get on in there and score. I thought Brody Hansen up front for
yeah.
us offensively.
Yeah.
Brody was dominant for us, and, you know, he's not the heaviest kid that's out there, but – man, he gets after you. And I love watching that kid block.
Yeah, a lot of it's, and we've talked about this before, a lot of it's about willfulness. And he certainly, you know, kind of showed that out a little bit last night. Tell me your thoughts real quick before we go into the next break. You know, we've talked some in the last couple of years about the linebacking core, kind of a newer group, but they had a solid night as well.
Young group.
Yeah.
You're talking about two sophomores and a junior. You know, for the most part, we rolled some other kids in there as well, but they did a really good job, and you got to go up front and talk about the front. You know, when your backers are clean and able to make plays, your front's doing something really good. And we got some size back up front again.
Yeah.
Camden Edwards, John Frazier. You know, we've rotated some other guys in there, but just really good. Hudson Smith's, he's dropped down from linebacker and playing some end for us, mm-hmm. and does a really good job for us there. A little undersized, but he plays his technique so well. And you got your back end that's got some pretty good coverage, so you're able to take a few more chances,
yeah.
you know, with those linebacking core,
right.
move them around a little bit, stun a little bit more because you trust that back end. And I think you saw that last night. And, you know, of course, the special teams with Walker, what Walker did last night, you know, 3 for 3. I mean, you're 32 yards, a 47 yard, a 34 yard. He was smooth in warm-ups, you know, felt comfortable putting him out there and being successful. And he was very confident in his kicks last night. He's certainly a weapon for us. And,
yeah.
I mean, two-score game for us, you know, just in the first half because of what he was able to do yeah. just with his leg.
Yeah.
You know, that's a weapon for us, you know, and hopefully we'll continue with that. And, you know, we've got to get better on some of our coverages on our special teams. That was one thing that, you know, that I saw last night as a negative. We got to do a little bit better. And we had another couple of opportunities that I thought maybe we could have done something different special team-wise. But, again, those are things that you clean up and you try to get better at the next week.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Hometown Hardware Flooring and Cabinetry Center, located at 1207 Pisgah Drive in Canton, offers a complete line of flooring products, including pre-finished and unfinished hardwoods, both solid and engineered, along with 100% waterproof rigid core vinyl plank, sheet vinyl, carpet, as well as a full line of kitchen cabinet and bathroom vanity products. Looking to make improvements? Stop by today and let Jeff show you their great selection of flooring and cabinetry products at Hometown Hardware's Flooring and Cabinetry Center.
Are you looking for a new home? Board of Trade helps their customers to feel comfortable when purchasing a home, whether it is new or used, walking you step by step through the entire process from start to finish. On a budget, Board of Trade beats all competitors' prices and offers friendly service to their customers. Board of Trade, located at 2772 Asheville Highway, Canton. If you're looking to sell your mobile home, call Amy at 648-5371. Board of Trade proudly backs the Bears.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for over 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a summer tune-up. It's hot out, and the last thing you want is your air conditioner not working. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343.
Really good thing, Coach, to have a situation where you've got an underclassman junior quarterback that has varsity experience. Aaron Clark last night played well. Again, coming off a little bit of an injury, did not get a look in the last scrimmage last week. So his amount of time he's had relative to everyone else is a little bit lower, but thought he was very, very solid. We always bragged so much last year about, you know, his decision making and those kinds of things, but was certainly played the position very well last night for us. Thought his legs got going a lot in the second half too, and it's an important component in what, you know, as the evolution of football continues at all levels, how big and how important quarterback play is.
I think that you look at the situation with him last night. He continues to take that step, next step for us in that being that leader for us. He really took control of his huddle last night. Mm. You know, got his players where he needed to have them at, made some really good reads on some stuff. didn't put us in a situation where, you know, our kids couldn't make a play, whether he was throwing it out wide, you know, some pitches that we had as well. Just thought he did a good job managing everything last night and making some really good decisions. And he was really good coming back to the sideline. We'll brag on our coaches on the sideline. You know, we've got some new stuff, some new technology stuff that we brought out this year to help us out. And our coaches are doing a really good job using that, yeah. Being able to show stuff to our kids in-game, making changes. And our kids are able to see it and to go back out there and to change some things. And, you know, Aaron came to me and he said there were some things he saw, you know, as he's watching it, things he saw, asked me about, Coach, is this something that we might be able to do? I feel good doing this or, you know, doing that. And so he's helping me make decisions as well off things he's seeing, not only on the field, but once he comes back, you know, to go through his checks, you know, with Coach Metcalf. Coach Lance and Coach Morgan did a really good job with our line last night. You know, we had to change a few things, you know, blocking-wise, scheme-wise, to try to help ourselves out. Got in a lot of different formations again, and, you know, that's a credit to those coaches as well. I mean, they're seeing things and relaying it to me and helping me make some changes as we're moving through it, special teams as well. That's just one more added piece, you know, that's helping us make some changes in-game, you know, to help us maybe change the outcome of the game.
Yeah. Back with more in a moment. This is the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law, are proud to sponsor the Brett Chappell Show. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law. Call 648-8240.
Are you a student ready to embark on your journey towards financial independence? Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. Trailhead Student Checking is a high dividend checking account designed exclusively for students aged 16 to 23. Your path to financial freedom begins at Mountain Credit Union. Start building a solid foundation for your future and enjoy the benefits that come with being a part of the Mountain Credit Union family. Rates subject to change, restrictions apply. Visit mountaincu.org or stop by any of our local branches to learn more. At Mountain Credit Union, we're here for you because we're here with you.
Are you looking for a reliable, professional, and affordable electrician for your home or business? You can rely on Henson Electric. Henson Electric does it all, from residential to commercial to industrial. You can count on Cody Henson, a Pisgah graduate with 18 years' experience. Henson Electric will show up and get the job done right. Call 734-4598 for your next project. They offer emergency service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Henson Electric proudly backs the Bears.
Again, back here at Riverview Farm and Garden after game one, Pisgah winning last night 24-10 over Brevard. Coach, it's a good feeling to be where we are right now, but the work goes back into it this week. Looks like it's going to be a hot week in terms of weather and dealing with, you know, high humidities and high temperatures. It feels like every time we start school, then it decides to really become summer. So we got to deal with that this week. School's starting up here, so there's going to be a lot more things going on. And certainly you want to take this momentum into this coming week with Inca on the slate.
Absolutely. You know, and you kind of look at a couple of things that you build off of. I think defensively for us, we held them under 200 yards of offense, which is phenomenal. You know, we didn't give up a 100-yard rusher. You know, offensively, we were able to do some really good things too, especially late, and just felt like our kids, I felt like we were in good shape. I don't feel like we got tired last night. Thought we rotated our kids really good. Mm-hmm. You know, that was key for us, because last Monday was the hottest day we had seen, and the first time that I've had to pull the team off the field for practice, and it looks like we're going to get quite a few of those type days this week. So we'll have to look at making some changes and maybe helping ourselves out. Obviously got Inca coming up, which is a big game for us as well. You know, this is one of those where Inca always plays us so tough. Got to go there. They got a good win last night as well. You know, going to be a huge crowd there. It's just such a good money game for both schools. Mm-hmm. You know, when we both when we're hosting that game. You know, excited to go over. It's a short trip, so don't have to plan around 26 traffic. So that's benefit for us. Yeah. You know, JV's will be back home for the first time, you know, on Thursday. So have those guys back down here and, you know, just kind of get ready for the week. You got school starting Monday. Got a 12:30 dismissal, so you got to, you know, kind of plan around that.
How would you manage that? Will you keep them there?
You know, we always like to try to keep them on campus and have them doing something, and we will.
Yeah.
Just so, you know, you don't have an issue with the kid not being able to get back to practice or, you know, heaven forbid an accident or something happens. So we've always tried to keep them, if we could, on those early dismissals, and we'll do that this week as well, and, you know, get some good film time in and probably get them in the weight room as well before we go out to practice.
Have you seen anything at all to this point of Inca?
Got to see some stuff with the Brevard scrimmage. We saw a little bit of that. You know, obviously a team that loves to pass the ball has the last few years, but had a really good rushing game last night, a good run game. So we'll have to sit back and see what they got. Played us really good defensively last year as well, you know, threw a lot of different stuff at us. So we'll have to prepare well as we go over there. You know, Coach Sexton, obviously, you know, coached here for years.
Sure.
And, you know, I coached under him at East Henderson for a couple of years. So Coach Sexton and I go back a little ways as well. And, you know, always enjoy getting together and playing that game. And, again, just hope for some good weather, you know, over there. Got to get through this busy and hot week and hopefully stay healthy and move on to the next one.
Yeah, a couple things I'll mention last night. I had a great night at the Bear Store, a record night in terms of sales. We will have some merchandise available beginning this week right here at Riverview Farm and Garden. You can come by and see Chris and check that out again. Bear Store inside Riverview Farm and Garden now, going in through the rest of the week. Coach, let me go back to you real quick.
The last thing I'd like to say, we finally get to go back to doing some of those things and visiting the churches. I mentioned Calvary Baptist, you know, fed us and took care of us. The Lunchbox Cafe took care of our JVs on Thursday, and then Miss Jenny Price and some of our JV parents fed our kids after the game. You know, tough loss for them on Thursday. You know, we had some positives that come out of it, and, you know, hopefully we can render some of those things and get back on the winning ways with those guys on Thursday.
Certainly look forward to that. We'll be right back here next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. with the Brett Chappell Show. Our broadcast time, 6:30 on Friday night from Inca. For head coach Brett Chappell, Mike Bryson in the studio, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.